This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. If you go to a shop to buy toothpaste, what do you ask? The salesperson, what do you ask him? I want to go buy toothpaste. What will you ask him? Richard? Toothpaste? Any toothpaste? The specific one you want, right? You want to say, can I get toothpaste? Any toothpaste? No, not anything. You are used to a particular brand. You say Colgate or something. I want Colgate. No, right? Supposing I tell you I am going tomorrow to buy a car. What will you ask me? Which car, right? Which car? So I said, no, Dr. Ahmed, I told you I'm buying a car. What do you mean, which car? Is there something called a car? Does it exist? Is there something called a car? No. You got a BMW, you got a Toyota, you got this, you got this. And in that also you have different brand, different, you know, BMW X5, X3, whatnot, right? What is this we are talking about? We're talking about brand. Brand. In the corporate world, we talk about brand. Now we say differentiate. If you want to succeed in life, and this applies to whether it's a product or a service or an individual, if you want to succeed in life, you need to differentiate. Differentiate in a positive way. Stand out, not be one of the sheep. Stand out, right? So stand out in a positive way, not in a negative way. You can stand out in a negative way also. That's no use. A positive way. Stand out. When you differentiate, you create brand. Brand enables loyalty. And people will love this brand. Oh, I want only Colgate. No, I don't want. I want Colgate. I want to drink. What will you have? I have Coke. No, only Coke. Nothing else, right? So, brand enables loyalty. Loyalty enables influence. If you have people who are loyal to you, then they will listen to you. So, differentiate, because differentiation creates brand. Brand enables loyalty. Loyalty enables influence. So, if you want to become influential, you have to stand for something. I was teaching a course for GE in Atlanta in a place called the Peachtree Resort, very fancy resort. And one evening, one of our, we was a whole group of consultants. So one of the consultants, he said, there is a Coke team who is here. They are doing a course also. So do you mind if we invite them to our, we used to have this sort of, you know, get together in the evening. So he said, sure, of course, call them. So they came. Now, we were sitting in the restaurant, so the waiter came and he said, he was taking orders for drinks. So he said, what will you have? This Coke team, there were about five of them. What will you have? He says, Coke. He said, what will you have? He said, Coke. What will you have? Coke. Now, that guy said, I apologize, sir. We have a contract with Pepsi, so we don't have Coke in this hotel. We have Pepsi. Can I give you Pepsi? He said, no. Coke. So we don't have Coke. The man said, okay, can I give you, since we don't have Coke, whatever you order, it's on the house. We won't charge you for it, free. He said, take the list here, anything on this. No matter what the price, free. What will you have? Coke. Do you want this? No, Coke. Now, it might look like insane, right? And in a way, it is insane, frankly, if you ask me. Also, maybe they are doing it because they work for that company. But the point I'm making is that brand, today we say, if you ask people, which is the most valuable brand in the world? What will you say? Apple, right? Or Coke? Or whatever that might be. Usually, I think it's about Apple or Coke. Why is that Apple brand or Coke brand? Why is it valuable? The reason I'm asking this is because today, as we speak, Allah knows best the numbers, but probably one of four people who are walking on the face of this planet is a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. We are about 25% of the global population, or 20 to 25% of the global population, right? So let us be very optimistic and say one in four. So every out of four people, one is a Muslim. One in four people walking on the earth is a Muslim. What is our brand? What is our brand? The problem with not having brand is that then you are a grain of rice in a sack. You are still rice, but nobody cares a hoot about you. Nobody gives a damn. Just look at ourselves globally. Who cares? 30,000 people. What is the meaning of 30,000? I mean, these numbers today have become like insane. There's no point in even talking the number. 30,000 people in Palestine have been killed. What is the meaning of 30,000? Human beings. People, right? Human beings. 30,000. Who cares? Nobody cares to the extent today we are having a bus going on Saturday. I want to see if that bus goes from here without people hanging on the doors. Seriously, we should go and take, you know, I don't want to say anything now. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. We have to, please come, please come, please come. I mean, we are not even concerned about ourselves. Who else do you want to be concerned about you? And if I am not concerned about myself, I want my brother Anil to be concerned and brother Mahmood to be concerned. Why will anybody be concerned? Because we have no brand. We don't stand for anything. So anybody can do anything to us. Nobody cares. Now, to change that, how do we change that? We change that by creating brand, by standing out on the basis of something positive, right? So I want to give this to you as a homework. Tomorrow or whenever my next khatira, I will ask you this question. What do you say should be the brand of the Muslim? You know, brands have elements, right? There's an element of a brand. So if you go into the corporate world, if you're looking at the logo, for example, they go into all kinds of, Brother Muhammad is here, he'll tell you, all kinds of intricate details, the color of it, the grading of it, the line of it, and this and that, and what's the tagline, and all kinds of stuff. Now, I'm not saying don't go to that extent, but just tell me, Muslim means what?
Brand, right?
Eh?
Obedience.
What is the meaning of brand? In the sense of, for a Muslim, what should be the Muslim's brand? If you say, I'm a Muslim, what does it mean? If you say, I'm a Muslim, what does it mean? What should it mean? You get the point I'm saying? Supposing I say I'm a military officer, it means something, right? Supposing I say I'm a police officer, it means something. Supposing I say I'm a priest. I'm not a priest. There's no clergy in Islam, but I'm saying, supposing I'm a priest. Supposing I say I'm an imam, it means something. Imam means what? I mean, I can't say I'm an imam and then I'm doing some magic which you say, Allahu Akbar, you are an imam. This is how imam behaves. So when I say I'm a Muslim, what must happen? So this is homework for you. Inshallah, we'll talk about this when we come back. But give this some thought. Right? Please, my brothers and sisters, we have to, if we don't wake up, wallahi alam, one day Malakul Maut will come and wake us up. That's the only thing I can say. Today, imagine, today we are in a state where this Philistine thing, this, I tell you, subhanAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdausul Ala of a special kind and the close company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. This whole incident, wallahi alam, I think there will be books written on this, on the hikmah of this and, you know, the wisdom of this and why it happened or how it happened. Allah only knows best. But one of the things that this thing did was this took the lid off all this hypocrisy that the Western world wanted the whole world to believe. You know, this is a land of free and we have justice and we have blah, blah, and we have human rights. Hey? It completely took off the mask. Now you can see the face, the naked face as it is. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Kullu hamdan lillah. Jalla jalaluhu. We only have praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It took it off. But also now it put us in a position where we cannot simply sit complacently and say, oh, but you know, nobody cares. What nobody cares? If you don't care, nobody will care. If you do not care, nobody will care. So we have to be in the front. Today we have got all kinds of people who are with, alhamdulillah, good, let them come. This is good for them. But we must be in the front. So the next item on the agenda is this Saturday. There's this bus going for this protest to Washington. We want that bus to be filled. Please.
Those children dying there? They are my children. They are your children. It's not just a matter of saying it. It is easy to say, oh, they are my children. If they are your children, show. Show how they are your children. Then maybe wallahu alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell one of them, okay, this man, make shafaat for him. Ask for him, I will give you. Wallah, Allah knows best. Right? Not enough simply to say, oh, but you see that. No. If you really think they are your children, show it. Show it by going and getting onto that bus and going on Saturday. I don't care what the excuse is. It's not a question of money. If you don't have the money, tell us. We'll get the money for you. But if you have the money and you are taking a freebie on it, believe me, Allah knows that also. Seriously. We cannot live like this. We are living like zombies, like as if we are, you know, the living dead. We came out of the grave just walking like this blindly, eating, drinking, and going, come on. So please, right? What is our brand? That's the home for tomorrow. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength. May Allah give us the ability. May Allah give us the persuasive power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the hearts of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use this as a dariya for shafaat for us, inshallah, when we meet him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.